Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. We're going to go right to what is it like? What was it like, the storytelling of a Holocaust survivor? Because somebody came in trying to destroy Christians and Jews. It was Hitler and his army. Let's prevent that in America. Let's take a look.
I had nightmares, of course, for I would say, for a couple of months. You know, waking up thinking that I'm still in the camps. And I was so happy that I was in a real bed. In order to have a little bit of pleasure, let's say, which is there's not too much of it in the camps, I made friends with two Polish kids. We didn't get too much sleep, and we used to just get out real early in the morning, because in the barracks it was just crying and screaming and praying, and it wasn't unusual that a prisoner who was laying next to you to go to sleep, when you woke up, they were dead. In any of these camps, everything is so the same day in and day out, that when anything unique happens that is not on the schedule, you always immediately try to talk about it. Is this good news or bad news? One morning we came out, and the first thing we saw was that there are no guards in the guard towers. So we are sneaking between the barracks towards the gate, and lo and behold, nobody's there. So we get enough courage to go to the gate, and we notice there's a heavy chain with a padlock on it, and it's a very, very foggy morning, and we are just dumbfounded. All of a sudden, there's a break in the fog, like a mirage. And all you see is two horses with a horseman. As he's coming closer, one of the Polish kids says to me, look at his hat. And it was a red star, a Russian soldier. He comes to the gate and he says, I'm advance guard. Nobody can leave the camp because there are all sorts of diseases. You're full of lice and you haven't been washing for months. But he says, as he takes out his gun, shoots up the padlock, doctors will be coming, medication will be coming, food will be coming very shortly. So the three of us, as fast as our skinny legs can carry us, we go to every barrack in the vicinity, open up the door in every language that we know, just yell in, we are free, we are free. And you'll never forget that moment, the sounds from the barracks. Those who are able to walk out to the sunlight, walk out. Those who can't walk crawling out. I have to pass through a little area where there are little bungalows. And this is where the SS families were staying. And they must have left in a big hurry, because I go into one of the bungalows and I open up the closet, the clothing in there. Open up the pantry, food. And then I go into the bathroom and I turn on the water, hot water, fluffy towels, shampoo, soap I haven't seen for a year. I make a little victory dance on my prison uniform, get in there and take my first hot shower in a year. It's wonderful. I'm basically, I'm trying to have as many happy moments as possible. At my age, you know.
So you're looking at the reality. It really happened. There's Holocaust deniers like it never happened. It happened. It happened. You know what we know about history? It repeats itself. You know what we could do? We could do what God said. He says, if my people humble themselves and pray, then he'll hear from heaven and he'll heal us. He'll forgive us. And that's what we need to do. We need to do that. Let's just pray right now. Let's just ask God to intervene, even save these soldiers of ISIS, like he did Kamal Saleem and other ones. He, Yusuf, that you just heard talk, he was a son of Hamas, but he found Jesus Christ. And maybe you can too today. God loves you. God's got a plan for your life. Listen, he died for you so you don't have to die for him. There is no forgiveness of sin without the shedding of blood, no matter what people tell you. That's the truth. And God so loved you so much that he gave his son that he could be in a relationship with you. And it's his death, his shedding of his blood, that actually makes it possible for us to be in relationship with him. Father God, we love you. We thank you, Father God, for giving Jesus. Jesus, we thank you for laying down your life. And Father, we thank you for raising him again. Lord, we just pray, Lord, for these writers of the Beak and all these guys who are hearing a perception of not knowing you, God, that you would, that they would, there would be a revival, Lord, of the Middle East, God, that there would be a revival in Iraq, God, there would be a revival where people would turn to you and make you Jesus, the Lord of their life, that they would understand and see and dreams and visions that are taking place in Northern Africa, Lord. You begin to give them dreams and show them that you are God, like you did to Kamal Saleem, like you did to Yusuf. We just pray, God, for your church to rise up and begin to go into the mission fields and tell people. Lord, we pray for those that are watching right now, Lord God, that you would just reach out, Lord, that you would forgive them, that you would restore them, that you'd bring them into the family, God. Lord, we just ask you that. Lord, we ask you, Lord, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Dative Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Dative Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. We'll